Iraq's Kurdish population suffered as much as any from Saddam Hussein's crimes. We wanted to get reaction to his execution from the Iraqi Kurdish community here in the United States. Kakahama Oskari is the imam of the Islamic Center of Shenandoah Valley in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He joins me now on the phone. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How large is the Kurdish population there in Harrisonburg?
Maybe we are more than 85 families.
Imam Oskari, you led prayers this morning at your mosque. What did you say?
In the mosque, I try to emphasize on the message of peace and reconciliation, and that Islam is originally meaning peace and forgiveness.
Now, Saddam Hussein's execution means that he will not be standing trial for his role in the Anfal campaign against the Kurds.
Yes.
During those attacks, Hussein's forces killed as many as 100,000 Kurds. Do you think that his death brings resolution for those crimes, or did the Kurdish people want to see him stand trial?
Originally, Kurdish people want him to be in trial because we have a lot of questions not been answered. Who did it, how it's done, who been supported, who cooperate with him? That's a very important question should be answered. And with that, with the execution of him, I think that justice will be denied for the Kurdish people.
I understand you lost an uncle in the Anfal attacks, and your sister-in-law lost her entire family?
Yes.
Have you spoken with your sister-in-law today? What is her
reaction? I talked to her today. I asked, what do you feel? She say, anyway, I'm looking for forgiveness. Even if somebody killed my mother or my father, I prefer to forgive than to kill somebody.
What was your feeling when you first learned that Saddam Hussein had been executed?
It's originally I woke up in the morning and I find out he's been executed, and that was an emotional moment for me. I cannot say I am happy or I am sad because I'm looking for justice originally.
And you don't feel like his execution is, in the end, justice?
I don't think his execution, because his execution was political execution. That is one thing. And in Islam or in the Kurdish culture, we have to repel evil by good. I mean, that is his execution. If he's ending the violence, I will be very happy for that, especially if his execution based on very legal system, clear legal system, or very clear evidence. But I don't think that's all is done.
Kakahama Oskari is an imam in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and an assistant professor at James Madison University. Thank you for speaking with us, sir.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you very much. Beautiful day.